Who are my mother and my brothers? Wow. You know, growing up, if I had said something like that, I'm pretty sure I would have heard about it from my dad. But when you read the next two sentences that Jesus speaks, this question becomes something dramatically different. It becomes, who is my family? Because his next words are, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. And this transforms the entirety of what he was saying. Because anyone who does the will of God is Jesus' family. And Jesus even explains that Mary and his extended family do follow God's will. Because he says, here are my mother and my brothers. In fact, there is no one in history that has ever done God's will better than Mary. Now, some might say Jesus, but he doesn't count because he's God, so he kind of gets a free pass on that one. But Mary is the best human example of doing God's will. And she wants to teach us how to do this so that we can follow the will of her son too. In fact, her last recorded words in the Bible are, "Do whatever he tells you." So how can we do that? How can we hear and do God's will? How do we know it and how do we do it? There are many ways we can learn God's will. There's two big ones, though. The first of these is learning. We can read the Bible, especially the Gospels. The Gospels in the Bible always have something new in them every time we read them. Because every day we experience new things. And so every day we read the Bible, it's new. It's different than before. Another great way to learn about God's will is to read about the lives of the saints. There are many good and readable biographies of the saints. G.K. Chesterton wrote biographies of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Thomas Aquinas. There are many wonderful biographies about St. Catherine of Siena. George Weigel wrote a biography of St. Pope John Paul II. Thérèse of Lisieux wrote an autobiography, The Story of a Soul. And there are so many others. And by reading and understanding how the saints lived their lives, we can see how they enacted God's will and use that as an example for us. In addition to learning, we can pray. When we pray, we quiet down all those influences of the world in our hearts so that we can really hear God's will. And we're human beings, so both body and soul. So when we pray, we should try to engage both of those things. And a great example of how to do this is the rosary. The rosary, it's a thing. We can touch it. We can feel the beads. We can feel connected to it. But then the repetition of the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys, they quiet our minds. They slow us down from the day. They help us forget about all those things in the outside world. And then finally, the mysteries. The mysteries give us something to meditate on. For example, the mystery of the Visitation. Mary just got news that she's pregnant by a very unique way that's never happened to anyone else before. And she doesn't dwell on that. She also heard that her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant. And so Mary thought she might need help and went immediately to go to her. There are many other good ways to pray, but I really like the rosary because it combines both the tangible and thinking about the mysteries. And it helps us pray with our whole self. Even when we learn about God, though, even when we pray regularly, it can still be somewhat challenging to discern God's will. Because he speaks in light whispers. Although in certain cases I'm convinced he gets out the 2x4 and gives you a good whack. But if we continue to learn, continue to pray, and just do our best to listen for that quiet voice, we'll hear him eventually, the God who loves us. And after we learn what the will of God is, we have to do it. And that's not easy, especially in today's world, because everyone around us says religion is pointless, God doesn't exist, we're backwards. But that's not true. Following the will of God is hard, but it transforms us into better people. God wants us to be the best that we can be. He wants us to join Him in heaven. And the only way to do this is by transforming our lives into the beautiful, bright, shining examples of love that He wants us to be. And the way we do that is to follow God's will, to become a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ. And if we don't know where to start because we're having trouble hearing the will of God, because it's been a while since we've prayed a lot, or we haven't read many things, we can always start with the virtues. By practicing the virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance, even if we're bad at them, we'll grow closer to God, which then helps us hear what He's trying to tell us. And I'm going to make a suggestion for where we could start. In today's world, I believe temperance is one of the most undervalued virtues that there is. Temperance is challenging for us because we are so blessed in this nation. Anything we could want is pretty easily accessible. I mean, I could go on Amazon and find the most obscure thing ever, click, 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 it's here on Wednesday. Or I could go to Walmart and get a new stereo for my car today. It's crazy. But temperance. How do we learn temperance? Fasting is a good way to learn temperance because it trains us in self-control. Now, I'm not saying we need to go out and just skip eating every day, but maybe just more than Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And when we grow in temperance, it helps with another virtue that belongs to temperance. It helps with chastity. Chastity is possibly one of the most challenging virtues to live today. And it's not just a struggle for men, and it's not just a struggle for single people. The fight to grow in chastity is incredibly hard, but it is 100% worth it. Because the chaste person has better relationships with their friends, with their family, and with anyone they will ever meet. It is truly transformative. So let's do our best to learn the will of God and to follow it so that we can become brothers and sisters of Jesus. Because the gospel tells us Satan wants to enter our hearts, make no mistake about it, but we cannot let him. And he's going to try to get in there and tie up the strong man. And if we are the strong man in our hearts, we don't stand a chance to him. We need God in our hearts. And we get that by doing His will, by listening and doing it. So let's let God into our hearts. Because if God is the strong man in our hearts, Satan doesn't stand a chance.